I'm a park ranger and I dig danger. Dream of it night and day.
Welcome back to the program, Outdoor Journal on Sportsnet 590. The Phantom, Angelo Viola. He is Stephen Levity, Derek Brandeo, Jessica Ellis. And, of course, that music tells us it's time for our producer, Jonathan Winters. JW, how are you, buddy?
Top drawer. How about you?
Wonderful. I just dawns on me. You've been benched for a few weeks now. What the hell's going on?
I want to say a month.
I don't know. You're the coach. You keep putting me in the press box. You know, maybe we'll get you on. Maybe we won't get you on. Maybe you don't find me that interesting anymore.
Well, here's the thing. It could be a lot worse. You could be on some kind of a reconditioning stint that I send you on, you know? That's happening.
That won't work, not at my age.
There's no reconditioning that thing, huh?
No. You get up in the morning, that's reconditioning.
You were skiing last week. Tell us about that.
I was out at Whistler, and we just had a fantastic time. We were well taken care of, stayed at the Westin. They looked after us, top drawer, and the conditions were superb. About 7 feet to 8 feet of base on the mountain.
Wow.
It was great.
You hear that name drop?
Oh, no, I didn't notice that. Not at all.
Where did you stay? There was a reason, I said I'd get it in for them.
Where did you stay again? I didn't catch that.
It was at the Westin at Whistler, and it was top drawer.
What's the website? Is it perfect. 5 stars?
Perfect.
Yeah, I can get you all the information. And by the way, I got to put a plug in here. I got to do this. I've been going to do it for about 3 weeks.
All right.
The best sportscaster out there is Maria Santaban.
Oh, without question, buddy. I'm glad.
She is so good.
Yeah, yeah.
And for folks who don't know her, she's been our contact at the Fan for many years and just a superb person. Wonderful lady.
There you go. Look at you. Yeah. Look at you, eh?
Maria, send that check, okay?
All right. What do you got on your mind today?
Well, I was going to mention that the big news story when I was out west was the cougar attack on the 7-year-old boy. And it's received a fair amount of media attention because it was on a residential property on Vancouver Island. And the mother actually had to pull the cougar off of the child, pry open the jaws and all of that. The boy's okay. When I say okay, I mean he had injuries and was airlifted to hospital. And the mother also suffered injuries. Now, one of the interesting sidelines to this story is that wildlife officials did find 2 juvenile cougars, and they were emaciated. They destroyed both of them. They were the suspects in this attack. The thinking was that the mother had somehow separated from these 2 cougars, perhaps killed, car accident, whatever, and that they weren't doing so well, so they decided to take on the kid. And the other side of this is that these attacks are not that infrequent. The encounters occur, and cougar attacks do occur.
Oh, yeah.
Especially with kids. There's a long list of kids that have been clobbered by cougars.
Are those cats prevalent on Vancouver Island? I didn't even realize they lived there.
Well, they have them on Vancouver Island. They have them on the mainland as well. So here in Ontario, we have this phobia about black bears. Out there, they have eyes in the back of their head for black bears, grizzly bears, and throw in cougars.
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful animal. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, yeah.
But they're out there.
Be careful downtown.
I'm not going there.
We talked about the plastic situation at the top of the program a little later on. We're going to be talking more in depth about this subject. But what have you got on this?
Well, the other news story from the West, and this is kudos to the folks in BC because they've been pushing hard for a private member's bill, and it's Bill 151, and it was inspired after a Korean cargo ship in 2016 had 35 shipping containers full of plastic go overboard, and they all ended up on the shoreline near Tofino, and the local people were picking plastic off of the beach line for days and weeks. And so the regulation will require a national strategy for regulating plastic, and it's about time. The new regulations will target those plastics that can't be recycled, particularly cups, straws, bags, and so on. And there will be money available to do cleanups where plastics gather at river mouths and on shorelines and so on. And I'm encouraged by the story we're going to have a little later on the program about the actual reuse of plastics, because we're putting out millions of tons of this stuff, and as you mentioned, it's going to landfill, and that's a disgrace.
And but let's not lose sight of the fact, and make no mistake about this. I think it, you know, it's something we need to do. It's a travesty, the amount of plastic we put out in the environment. However, I do also want to throw this out there. It is not going to come cheap. Okay, if we think tax dollars on carbon taxing is a big issue, you will see what happens when plastic is gone, man. We will be shocked at how much that's going to cost us. But I think it's great. We need it. We will pay.
And the other side of this is try putting in the day without using or touching plastic.
Oh, you can't.
It's everywhere. And we want it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the reality. If we didn't want it, we wouldn't buy it. So,
yeah, for sure.
Well, you have to be cautious what you use, because some people buy like cases of water with the disposable water bottles.
Right.
Just get a water bottle that you can buy from Walmart that you can constantly use, and now you're not wasting that 24 plastic water bottle you have to go in the recycling bin. And that will save.
That's it. You just solved the problem of the world right there, my friend.
I didn't say that, but.
Look at you. You guys are brilliant. That's why I love, I'm surrounded by brilliance here on the program. And that's what, you know, makes my Saturdays so special. Aside from telling you, and John, I don't know whether you've gone there to enter, because I know you've been busy traveling around the world, vacationing or doing research, as you put it. The new fishingcanada.com site is up. Have you been there yet?
I have. It's quite impressive. I think it's well above your pay grade, but yes. I give you credit for whoever put that together for you.
But I wanted to mention the 9.9 Mercury outboard motors that we're giving away there. Absolutely
free. Yeah, that's a good mention. I don't know why you're telling me. You already told me that I can't win that thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Tell it to everybody else. I'll talk to you next week so you can get back on schedule. How's that?
All right, brother. Thank you. Nice. Welcome home, man. Jonathan Winters, JW, we call him, producer of the program, former park superintendent in Algonquin Park.